XYBA Podcast. All right, welcome to the XYBA podcast. This is Josh. I'm here with Andy and Charlie. This is episode 8.
Yay.
It is June something, 6th, 5th.
3rd.
3rd?
June 3rd, he's right. And coming back with the... We had a little hiatus because I had to move, and 1 week everybody was out of town. So yeah. We finally got together.
If we do any more of these this month, I won't be here.
Yeah. Or either will Eric, because Eric's going out for the whole month as well or something like that.
Wow. It's what people do. Summertime.
Awesome. Wish I could do that.
You might want to hold that mic up.
Alright.
Alright, so let's start off with games that we're playing. Who wants to go first? Go, Charlie, come on.
Yeah, I'll go.
Come on.
I haven't been playing much, though. Been playing demos, really. Mostly 360. Downloaded Pirates of the Caribbean.
How's that? Yeah,
it's okay.
See, Jigsaw HC's, he's got a review on it. He's not too happy.
No. I didn't think it was that bad, but I mean, except for the sword fighting kind of...
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. Yeah. I played it last night. I downloaded it the other day and played it for the first time last night. I got through the demo, and it was like...
I couldn't get past the guy, or you have to do like the special sword techniques.
I don't know. I thought it was ridiculously. I mean, that part was kind of annoying, but the sword fighting in regular people ridiculously easy.
Yeah. And repetitive. Same thing.
A dead. AAX dead.
They would turn around and you like slash them in the back or whatever.
You like hit them twice and then they get tired or something. I don't know what they're doing. They just stand there like this and you can either punch them or hit them with a sword and they die.
I wouldn't buy it, but it was okay.
Would you recommend it to Tori?
Sure, maybe a kid might like it.
Yeah.
But
I mean, overall, I thought it was entertaining, but it wasn't anything really special.
Yeah, graphics were okay. It was nicely done.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear any of the voice acting because I was actually playing music and not listening to them, so I couldn't tell if it was good voice acting or not. But
oh, poor Johnny Depp.
There wasn't really that much voice acting. So
just the cutscenes.
I couldn't tell if it was real. Was it the real people?
So yeah, that's what I don't know. Because I couldn't hear it.
Is that it? You just played one demo?
No, I played Dirt, which I thought was really good.
What is that? Because I've been seeing some stuff on it, but
it's a race car game, rally race car game, from the people who made Colin. I can't pronounce his last name. McCry. He's a famous like rally racer, and they dropped his name from the game series, but now it's just called Dirt, and it's extremely, I thought it was extremely realistic. I'm not a huge racing fan, but I found myself getting into the game. It's pretty realistic as far as like damage wise. You can get flat tires, your suspension. It's got like, keeps track of your temperature, your body, your suspension, everything. I mean, if you it's got like a cool, I thought it was anyway, like a in-dash view where it shows like his hands and everything, and he's shifting every time, and like it's pretty realistic when you roll the windshield gathers dirt, it breaks, it cracks, it flies out. I was impressed by it.
Is it a good inside view? Unlike,
I thought it was awesome.
Because I haven't seen a good inside view in a while. Like last one I saw that was really horrible was Driver back on PlayStation.
That's better than that.
Or Grand Theft Autos were pretty bad too, yeah. Especially looking left to right.
There's two like in dash views, and one of them is like really close, and all you see is like his fists on the wheel, and you'll see his fist come off the wheel, and as he's turning. But then there's another in dash view, and it's like he's zoomed down, you can kind of see the whole dash, all the lights and everything, and speedometer and the stick shift. He'll like whatever do his stuff, but it's that I. Almost considered buying it. I thought it was better than... it's kind of a different game altogether, but I thought it was done better than, like, MotorStorm. But I know MotorStorm was more like...
Multiplayer?
More multiplayer action-oriented. This is more on the realistic side. But I liked it. And I'm not a real big car racing fan, but I enjoyed that a lot. I also downloaded... can't remember the other one though. I haven't played it, so it's probably not worth talking about. And that's about it. I played some Phoenix Wright.
Oh yeah, on the Ace DS. Attorney.
Yeah, interesting. But that's about it. I mean, nothing. I'm not going to go in depth about that because I played it like for about 10 minutes.
Got tired of reading.
Yeah, I was like, all right. I haven't touched it since. It's been about a week, so that's about it.
Andrew.
I've been playing the Command & Conquer 3 and Guitar Hero 2. I played the Pirates demo and the Halo 3 beta. But mostly I've been switching between Command & Conquer 3 and Halo 3. Although I haven't played really anything this last week.
Yeah, same here since I've been moving. But so the Command & Conquer, we were talking about that last night.
It's ridiculously hard. That one mission. That's why you're going to stop being GDI and switch over to Nod.
So there's this one part I was stuck on, and I was so nervous. I was like, man, I don't even want to ask Andy how to get past it, because Andy told me how to get past this one level. And I was like, dude, he's going to tell me. I'm going to be like, God, I'm such a dumbass. So I was at Andy's last night, and I'm like, Andy, how do you get past the one part where you have half the power, like none of your units have enough power to supply everybody electricity, and they're just coming from all four sides? And Andy's like, I haven't got past it yet. And I was like, oh man, thank God. Played it like 20 times and I cannot get anywhere on that thing.
Yep. That's when I started switching over to Nod, when I was like, screw GDI.
It's like impossible.
You can switch sides at will.
Once you get to a certain point, isn't it? Because yeah, it wasn't turned on at first.
Yeah, once you go to a certain point, you can start. You can play the Nod campaign. There's a GDI campaign. There's a Nod campaign. I think there's the third campaign.
Alien.
Yeah, the Alien campaign as well, but you have to get so far in GDI, and then it unlocks Nod. But then GDI becomes impossible. Just that one, and from everything I've seen on the forums, it's just that one mission that's like ridiculously hard.
And nobody's got any tips on.
Yeah, their tips are all like,
keep fighting,
defend, and then defend. Go release the thing. And it's
no
like,
shit.
Well, no, yeah,
that's what I'm trying to do, but it becomes impossible.
Some of the people on there annoy me. They're like, I thought it was easy.
Screw
you. You probably don't even play it.
But we've all been playing the Halo 3.
Yes.
Do you guys want to give our impressions or save that for something?
Other than the new like add-on features, like the shield and
trip mine
and
power drainer,
grab lift.
To me, it feels like more of the same. The new maps are cool. I like the new maps. I don't really see any other improvements.
VIP sucks.
Maybe, but you guys play more than me, so
I have yet been on a team that has won at VIP. And the key is to keep your VIP in the back and just keep them there. But for some reason, I'm always on a team where the VIP is like, let me come out with you guys and fight.
See, the problem I always have with it is, like, a lot of times we'll have our VIP stay back, but then he'll get killed, and then suddenly somebody in the middle of the battlefield's VIP.
Yeah, no, they're easy money.
I never even played VIP.
It sucks. It's like Save the President or Protect the President.
Except the VIP has overshield.
And there's not enough plasma pistols on that damn map to...
What are you talking about? There's like at least four.
Is like there? Saints Row? Not enough people grab it.
Was it like that Saints Row where they're like, you protect the pimp?
Kind of, yeah.
You have to stay in the back or whatever. The pimp has to stay in the back.
Except that in this one, the VIP is actually the most powerful person on the map.
And tactically, it would be a good idea to keep them back there. But every time I play, our guy comes out, and their guy stays back there, and it's just like, man, I should get on a team like that.
I think the problem is that when our guy stays back, all their guys swarm him, whereas our guys usually are just fighting each other.
Yeah.
They're just like, there's a guy, let's go chase him down. Like, no, VIP is the only way you score points.
Yeah, just stay focused on the one guy, and they're like, no, I want to see how many kills I can get.
Like, I got 32 kills. Yeah, we got 1 point. Good job.
But I love Territories on it. Territories has probably been the funnest thing I've played on there. Takes a lot of good teamwork.
See, I haven't played that much. The only time I played Territories is with you guys. Can't give my impressions on it.
Well, it's a fun game, but yeah, it's not really... I mean, it's Halo.
Yeah, it's nothing... I'm waiting for the single player more than the multiplayer stuff. Yeah.
Same here.
And that's the other problem with it being Halo, is listening to all the kids in the multiplayer who like to just swear at you.
Yeah, very annoying. Yeah.
You're like, ah, you...
I guess it'll never go away.
You should return your copy of Crackdown. I bought it like 6 months ago. I bought it for Crackdown.
What was funny is, like, there was this one time that I got onto a game, and this kid immediately was just singing, la 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 la. So I just said out loud, I was just like, hey, how do you mute people? And instantly he stopped and started apologizing. He's like, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I'll stop, man. I'm serious, I'll stop. And he stopped for the whole game. And I was just like, that's awesome. Mm. Yeah. Crazy. But I like it. The graphics aren't that great, but, you know, Frankie came out and said to...
Just wait.
Yeah, he said that it's going to be good. He said the graphics are getting enhanced every day. What you see on the beta is old.
Yeah.
So it'll be good.
One thing that a lot of people don't do that I've noticed, that power drainer stops vehicles. Like, you can't, if you run a vehicle through it, you can't use it for, like, a while. It drains all the energy out of the vehicle.
Oh, like,
so if there's a warthog coming and you throw a power drainer down and they run into it, the whole vehicle stops. They can't shoot the gun. They can't drive it.
Why would a gun stop? That doesn't make any sense.
But it does.
I've been using them now, like, the only time I ever use them is I throw them in bubble shields. Because the range, they should increase the range on that thing. It's, yeah. Right now, it's pointless.
I know when we first started playing, I'd try to throw it at people and it'd just drop at my feet and kill me.
Yeah.
And like, what the hell?
Exactly. The only time it's good is if you're up on a ledge and you're throwing it down, or if you're just tossing it in a bubble shield to keep people from, you know, shotgunning in the bubble shields.
I like it in the beginning when the beta first came out and people didn't realize there's a difference between the power draining and the bubble shield.
And they'd hide in it.
They'd run into it.
I did that a couple of times.
And then it would explode.
Because the bubble shield sometimes will be transparent. And so I was like, the bubble shield just must be messing up graphically. So I'd run in there and I'd be like, all right. Next thing it pops and I'm dead. And I'm like, how did I die? I was protected by the bubble shield.
Sucker.
Yeah. And then I got used to the little symbols. But, yeah. I'm gonna try to download all my videos to my computer and mash it up. Maybe do it to a Rick Ross song. Push it.
Yeah, well, that's one other thing that sucks about the demo is the videos. Because you can't fast forward, pause, rewind, do anything with it. It's just like, here I am watching it.
Yeah.
And it screws up if you do it if you're split screening. It records both. It records everything you see.
Yeah.
Except when you play it back, it screws up sometimes. Like it'll usually start out like, player one's on top, player two's on the bottom. Then after a while, for some reason, it'll be like player one's on top and bottom. And then after a while, player two's on top and bottom. Then it'll go back to player one and two.
You know what's weird is I downloaded yours where you did a split screen with Santana. It gives me two copies. One from Santana and one from you. And I was like, that's bizarre.
Both split screen?
Yeah, it's the same whole thing, but I guess maybe Santana's on top on his version. And then Andy's on the bot on top on his version. So I was like, that's bizarre.
Yeah.
But I think that's going to be an awesome feature, except for...
As long as you can actually do what they've said, where you can, like, you know, move the camera around. Yeah.
Change to the other people's view. The only problem that sucks, though, is I was hoping that it would have a... Like, there'd be something there to take care of lag, because when you watch those videos and there's lag in the game, the video just records all the lag, so...
Well, that way people know that you're not lying when you're like, I'm lagging.
Yeah. I was hoping it would, like, you know, dedicated servers would be nice.
No dedicated servers. Yeah, there's been a lot of lag on the beta, too.
All right, so the games I've been playing is the Halo 3, Command & Conquer. I've been playing some Guitar Hero at Shane's and SimCity 2000. You guys ever heard of that game? I found some website that has it for free, so I downloaded it, tried it out. It's harder than I remember. I used to be able to at least build a city. On this, I can barely build a couple of blocks, and then...
Like I told you yesterday, you're the worst mayor ever.
I definitely need to raise the taxes. And then the guy, Jigsaw Hardcore, he does all those demo reviews and stuff. Well, he also reviews, like, online games. And he had one called Onslaught. It's like this online flash game. It's like a Defender type of game. It's actually really fun. I'll throw up a link. Or you guys can just check out his review.
That's the guy that posted the blog, right?
Yeah.
Because I saw Jigsaw, I didn't know who the guy was. I was like, all right. I didn't know he had a site and was doing stuff.
All right, Tori wants to talk about the game she's playing right now. All right, I guess not. All right, what games are you playing?
Super Mario Brothers.
On what?
The DS.
How's it going?
Bad.
Is it your save game, or whose save game are you using?
Mine.
I think that was my save game. where I got to level 8, world 8. All right, you're done. Get out of here, you little rat.
Also level 2.
All right, want to get onto some gaming news?
Sure.
All right, here's the gaming news.
What?
Okay.
I don't know what that was, but...
All right. Let me see. Since this is really gaming news Josh put together. CBS will be airing the World Series of Video Games starting July 29th. You'll get to watch gamers play Quake 4, Guitar Hero 2, Fight Night, Round 3, and World of Warcraft. Apparently only 4 episodes, 1 hour long each. What are we going to be watching on World of Warcraft?
I don't know. That would be extremely boring.
There's going to be people out there grinding like, I'm going to kill this wolf.
Several thousand times. Let me just wait for some more wolves to come in.
Now I'm making myself a hat.
Alright, I'm about to level up here, folks. Just bear with me for another 2 hours.
Ding. Woot.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like it'd be too fun. And Guitar Hero is not really fun to watch unless you're in the room. Something about it seems like it'd be boring watching it, other people play it on TV. Especially if they just show the screen, it's like, wow.
Aren't you the one that watches those videos online of little kids playing Guitar Hero?
That was because that kid was turning around and not even looking at the screen.
This is probably the kind of players we'll see on the World Series of video games.
That seems like it'd get boring. Do they do close-ups and stuff? I don't know. It'd be interesting.
Really, why Quake 4, though? They're like, nobody ever plays Quake 4. Let's pull that one out.
Licensing maybe was easier. They probably couldn't get Cliffy B to sign off on some Gears of War.
He's too busy eating puppies.
And fighting Microsoft.
All right. Legend of Zelda 2, The Adventure of Link, coming to Virtual Console this Monday. It's the 100th classic game released on the Wii.
You getting that, Charlie?
I liked Legend of Zelda 2. That was the one that had side-scrolling.
Yeah.
Good times. Played it on the original Nintendo.
I bet Eric's getting it.
Why wouldn't he?
I guarantee he's getting
sure
it.
Sure he is. He's got all the rest, hasn't he?
Yeah.
It's got the move that you can earn where you jump and put the sword down and land on people's heads.
Oh, yeah.
Much more effective than Mario Brothers, where they just jumped on people's heads. Let's see. Halo 3 beta ends June 10th.
Yeah, that was... You probably shouldn't even announce that as news. Skip.
And as Josh says, if you want any of your saved videos, copy them off there onto your VCR, DVD burner, computer, whatever, because you can't look at them after the beta ends.
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
You're saying put it on the computer. How are you going to do that?
He's just going to plug it into like a video port.
Yeah, I got a breakout box on mine that allows RCA.
I see. Okay.
I'm not going to do it on this one. I got the other computer in there. I'm going to do it on.
I thought there was a way to do it, like send it through the...
No, there's no easy way to do it.
You got your videos on there?
They're stored on my hard drive, but...
Put them on your shared. I'll pull some down.
Okay.
I got one of Shane's where he does this really nice sniper shot. He snipes a guy right off of the mongoose. He just, bam, shoots him right off. And then he shoots the dude off the back of a warthog who's shooting the turret. As it's flipping, he shoots the guy and kills him right off of it while it's rolling. It's pretty nice. I'm going to put that on there.
Craziness.
That's good skills.
That's Graboid XXX.
Wiimote apparently has a voice translator built into it.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Know that.
CNN has like this little diagram breaking down the Wii remote, and it's pretty interesting. They say it's got a voice translator in it.
What does that mean?
So that like you can talk into it, and it should be able to do like call and response stuff.
You mean like Wii, turn off?
I'm guessing it'd be more like for like maybe like command type of games,
like how you can command people in like Rainbow Six with like a headset.
Exactly. Might be for stuff like that. No games have utilized it, but...
I don't know if that's a voice translator.
Why'd you skip over that number 4?
Gears of War novel is coming. There. That's why I skipped over it. Who cares?
Yeah.
You love these novels based on video games. I don't understand it.
Eric's not here. He can't enjoy that.
All right. This is one I actually pulled up. Analysts think that apparently Take-Two this year had new management take over, and so they think that they're going to have to do some things to kind of clean house. And one of the things they're really saying that they'll probably do is push back GTA 4, the release date, because it's, number one, it's too close to Halo 3 coming out. It's 3 weeks after Halo 3. But also, the reports I was looking at say that if they pushed it back until 2008, then they'd be in good standing with the shareholders.
2008?
Yes. Because they say, basically, that the new management should just write off 2007. Say it was a changeover year.
Wow.
Put it in 2008. They get, inflate like all the stats.
Do they get a tax break for that or something? I guess it just looks good for stocks.
Yeah, I guess. It's something. It's all about stockholders, is the whole article I was reading about it. I don't know if they're going to push it back that far, but that's what some people are saying they should do.
I think everybody should do a three-week window after Halo comes out, because it's going to be pretty massive.
But, yeah, Take-Two is releasing... There's four other games coming out from Take-Two this year, but the reports I was showing said that even though some of them get good reviews or have gotten good press, they don't think that they're going to make really any money. And that would be The Bigs, which I have no idea what that is, All Pro Football, Fantastic Four, and The Darkness.
The Darkness should do good.
I thought so, but yeah. Apparently the report I was reading said, nah, it's going to get good reviews. They won't be wildly profitable.
Oh, that's weird. How accurate are these analysts?
I like to know how they know this, how they can predict the future.
They have a crystal ball.
They're gypsies.
They went to college for it. There's a class they take. Making Wild Predictions 101.
But yeah, apparently they're coming out with a $90 special edition Grand Theft Auto 4.
What's going to be in it? What's so special about it?
I think it's CDs, isn't it? Soundtracks?
Soundtrack.
Be nice if it had soundtracks. If the soundtrack's as good as, like,
Vegas. Comes with a gun, anything.
Yeah.
Or baseball bat. Alright. Do you want me to read number 7?
Sure. Yeah, why not? No, why not?
Apparently, like Prince of Persia is coming out as a movie. And Latino Review has seen an early script for it and given an A-. Apparently, they're using some kind of fancy moves.
Parkour.
Is that where they like, jump off French buildings guys, and stuff?
The French, yeah, the French wall kicking.
They're pretty insane.
You mean like in the game Prince of Persia? Where he runs on the wall?
I don't understand why they wouldn't just use wires. It seems like it. It's like.
Because he does some pretty insane stuff in the Prince of Persia games.
Yeah, and I mean, parkour guys, they do some pretty crazy stuff, but throw some wires on there. Yeah. It'll be even crazier.
Yeah. Films being created by Disney and Jerry Bruckheimer.
Yeah. They brought us that Pirates.
Which one?
Both of them. Or all three of them.
All three of them.
You mean that movie that was based off of a ride?
A ride. Miraculously, they pulled three movies out of it.
With the drunk guy with the wooden leg who's petting the pig.
I was actually on the ride last month.
Or is it dog?
They added in Johnny Depp's character.
Yeah, yeah, because I remember we went to Disney and we were going to go on it, and the ride was closed. And they're like, no, we're rebuilding it for the movie. And we're like, oh, that should be interesting, but kind of sucks that we couldn't get a ride. No,
it's nice. The new Johnny Depp moving character, he's very realistic looking.
Yeah.
He's all over the damn ride, but...
I heard it was actually him. He hard
just runs
money.
From spot to spot on the ride.
He's like, dude, I've been working this 16-hour day.
Alright, this one we can put into this other one. For some reason, the last couple weeks, there's been all kinds of rumors, speculation, like all these games that they're going to be going to this system or that system, or it's really exclusive for this system, not that system. So I did a little roundup of what the final counts were. So, Metal Gear Solid 4. Still, even though there's a number of sites saying it's going to 360...
Who would believe that?
Shut up already, I'm tired.
But the developers haven't said no, but they're just like, it's only speculation right now.
What's his face? Kojima, Hideo Kojima specifically said, no, it's not coming out.
He said it was possible.
Yeah, not...
But come on, people.
Gears of War, not going to PS3.
That's not to say future Gears of War won't, because I think Microsoft's got a contract for Gears of War 2 also, but after that I think they can do whatever they want.
Could be.
I doubt they're going to renew it either. It's Ashley calling the dogs.
Konami is not saying what console or consoles Silent Hill 5 will be on. They're just like, we're making it. We haven't decided yet.
Please, 360. Do it on all, I don't care.
DS. Haze.
Game Boy Advanced.
Haze is coming out on the PS3, the 360, and the PC. But the PS3 version will be out this year. The 360 and the PC version will be out in 2008.
Liberty Linux version?
Nope. And Bioshock, 360 and PC only, despite rumors going to the PS3.
Isn't that like an exclusive also? Bioshock?
I think so.
Yeah. That's from what I've read.
And Team Ninja has no such plans to port Ninja Gaiden Sigma over to the 360. And it should be released in July.
For the PlayStation?
Trace.
I was going to say Trio, but Trace works.
So that's the roundup of the weird rumors that have been out there lately.
Metal Gear Solid. Come on.
I don't know. I don't understand why when they contacted the developers, they didn't just say no.
Yeah.
Said they're like, we'll let you know.
Maybe.
Keep hope alive. 3D Realms developer Raphael Van Lierope hates 360 achievements. He says that people should play games just because they're fun, not for some external rewards.
Yeah, that's a good concept, play games because they're fun.
Hey, you know what I like? When a game is fun and has achievements.
Yeah, it's just an extra bonus thing.
All right, Guitar Hero 3 news. Battle mode in Guitar Hero 3 will allow users to throw attacks at the other players. There's not star power in battle mode. Instead, you get star power that you use against your opponents. And these attacks, what would you say they do? Just screw up the timing of the other player?
Yeah, I think they throw in extra notes and stuff, or extra things to hit, extra keys to hit.
Right.
Mess them up.
Apparently, they only last for a little bit, but you can store up to 3 attacks, and then you use them like you do for powering up your star power. You tilt the guitar or hit the button.
Nice concept.
Yeah.
And 2 more tracks have been confirmed for Guitar Hero 3 from the original artists, Lay Down by Priestess and Even Flow by Pearl Jam.
What does that mean? Does that mean Pearl Jam is actually going to perform it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The real track, though.
Yeah, they're probably not going to redo it for it, but you know,
they got the masters.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that means, so far, the count is 13 songs by original artists and 4 cover bands.
Apparently Charlie's hand is getting tired. Yeah,
I'm keeping my thumb on this mic, and it's like wearing on my thumb. It's like, jeez, you couldn't get a stand, man?
I could, but there's no room. We got all this junk everywhere.
Like, ah, your dog's biting me.
Uh-oh, great.
Bumps, get out.
You couldn't just get one of those little stands to sit on the table.
I'll buy one of those later. What's up, Maggie?
All right, Shadowrun has come out. I almost bought it the other day, and I said, "Eh."
That's the multiplayer one.
Yes, multiplayer only.
No. There's a single player.
Don't lie.
It's a training. You get 6 levels where you can train against bots.
But it's still multiplayer.
Is it worth it? Has it got good reviews?
It's gotten actually pretty good reviews.
Apparently it's extremely fun, but
yes. That's what the lowest review I've seen for it gave it a 6.9. Anyone who gives it negative reviews usually talks about how it's only multiplayer and the graphics aren't that great, but
9 maps.
Yeah.
$60 for 9 maps, that seems kind of fucking outrageous.
Or you can buy it for $50 for the PC, but apparently nobody can get it to work.
or very few people can get it to work on their Vistas.
People can run it on their Vistas, they just can't get it to connect to games.
Nice. Way to go.
Smooth.
So for that extra $10, you can play against other people.
And have it work.
But the demo comes out this week, so I'm going to check that out before I make my final decision.
Are there dedicated servers for this? Because I thought I saw somewhere that there might be.
I don't know.
You
say that about every game.
Yeah, I don't think any 360 game is going to have dedicated. They should, but I don't. I mean, I'm not the definitive source here, but I have a hard time believing that. But maybe.
Word.
StarCraft 2. Dedicated servers.
Oh, yeah?
Who's that on? The
but
Wii?
It's on the PC.
I think that's where I heard. I think I heard that the... What's it called? Was the Shadowrun for the PC was dedicated servers. But that wouldn't make any sense since it's cross-platform.
No, it would not.
All right.
Maybe that's why the problem is. Halo 3 box art is out. Has it not been out?
No, it actually hasn't.
He's just like on a rock holding two guns.
It's him, though. He's like running at you. And yeah. It's on Amazon. If you go to Amazon.com and type in Halo 3, they have it there. People think it's pretty much the box art that's going to be used. Mm-hmm. Remember that game ships September 25th, so take off work.
I will not be taking off work.
Why?
Because I have to work.
Didn't you take off work for some game?
No.
Yeah.
Well, you get off like at 2, don't you? You have like the whole day.
No.
No?
It's like, I usually get out of there around 4:30.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
That sucks.
I thought school was out like at 2 something.
3:25.
Damn.
It has changed. It must be like 2:20. I remember getting out at 2:20.
I got out at noon.
Well, we're...
whatever.
Dude. We get out the latest out of everybody in the district. You didn't go to school.
I remember getting out at noon, and then we'd have recess and stuff.
Yeah.
I want to hold my mic all close to my mouth like you do.
Can you guys hear me if I don't, though?
Yes.
Oh, okay. All right, well, I was thinking it wouldn't work that well.
It's called a microphone. You don't have to eat it. All right. You're going to have to comment on this one, Josh. Activision and Ubisoft are apologizing that they were dumping ports over to Nintendo consoles, but they now say the Wii is a strategic platform with sales and demand going through the roof.
Because you know how everybody was like, hey, it's Nintendo GameCube or Nintendo Wii, let's just dump this crappy Spider-Man over, blah, 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 and they'd make it really crappy. Well, now they're going to be dedicating a lot more time and not just throwing these crappy ports over. They're going to put time into the games now. Now that Wii is selling really well and there's a high demand for
putting
it.
Time into the games. That's ridiculous.
The one I think it was Activision. Their example was, yeah, Guitar Hero. The Wii is perfect for the Guitar Hero. And it's like, how is it perfect? You got to get a special controller to play Guitar Hero, mm-hmm. which is the same controller you use on all the other consoles. They're just being douchebags.
Yeah, I read
kissing up at the last minute.
EA also is going to step up development as well. Who cares, though? All the sports titles and racing games.
Yeah. Those will be sweet. Sweet chickens. All right, so what do you guys want to do for this roundtable? Do you want to do my idea or do you want to do Andy's?
Then we already do mine.
What was...
Andy's was the Halo 3.
Which we already talked about.
All right, well, we're going to talk about casual gaming and how we our opinions on... how do you think it affects gaming? What do you think?
I think, me personally, I consider myself like a casual gamer. So I'm thinking like most all games are casual. I don't think what defines like casual or
casual
hardcore.
Casual gamers would be people who play like Bejeweled.
I play Bejeweled.
But that'd be the limit of it. All these people that like apparently
talking about people who use their computers for like solitaire.
Yeah, like the people that Nintendo Wii is trying to grab, and they're apparently grabbing with the Wii Sports and stuff like that.
You're just talking about people who don't want to spend a lot of money on games because it's not a big deal to them.
Yeah, it's kind of like this, I could live without it type of thing. But
is Nintendo, you think they really are, though? You think they are grabbing the casual gamers?
Apparently, everybody thinks they are. People think
they are just because of... pricing and novelty.
I think it's the novelty of the whole thing.
And do you think it's going to actually carry the industry for Nintendo? Like, hey, you got all these casual gamers who won't buy software, but they'll just buy the console for Wii Sports. And maybe like Mario Party 8. What was that other one that came out? It was like,
I don't know.
Wii something.
Wii Play.
Wii Play.
Oh, Wii Play.
They're building those type of games to suit those people.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely helping Nintendo, and I think that's definitely one aspect of the market, but, I mean, everybody always talks, oh, Wii is blowing, you know, 360 and the PS3 out of the water, blah, 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 but since everything costs less for them, does that mean that they have less profit margin, or is it just because everything is more expensive for everything else?
What? Wouldn't they have more profit margin since their product costs less to make?
Well, they charge less.
Yeah. That's true.
I don't know if it's a fair comparison. I mean, it's a different...
apples to oranges type of...
Yeah, different games altogether.
That's the whole reason why 360 has three SKUs, which you hate.
The thing is the 360 is also catering to casual gamers. Look at Uno. I wouldn't call those hardcore gamers, and if people
I
could
play
just
Uno.
I
played Uno.
But to casual gamers, that's a fun game, and it's extremely popular on the 360. It's actually
you can use your Xbox Live Vision camera on Uno,
and it's gonna
come with the live version that you gave.
See, I already had Uno, so I gave that to Josh.
Did you?
Yeah, I emailed you the code.
Oh yeah, I got to use that. I must have. Yeah, it's probably in an email still. But that's going to be a cross-platform game. So that right there, Microsoft is trying to cater to casual gamers as well, and they were doing that a while back with all this Xbox Live Arcade type of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, Joust and Dig Dug and all those games.
But yeah, they're not only retro, they're also casual. It's not like these.
You don't have to spend hours playing it.
Yeah.
Like Dig Dug, I play it for a little bit and then get pissed off and
throw
Josh's controller against the wall and throw him out.
Why would you throw my controller against the wall?
Because it's already broken.
Do you think, like a lot of people are concerned that it's going to affect the market negatively, like now everybody's, like Ubisoft's going to all of a sudden be like, you know, forget the Splinter Cells, let's make some card games.
Well, I read something about Bejewels. The conviction that they want to make it more...
It's more like Hitman than Splinter Cell.
Yeah, well, they wanted to cater more towards casual gamers, I read somewhere, I don't know if EGM or whatever, but... They want to make it so you can play it in 15-minute bursts, so you don't have to sit down.
What?
It'll cater to both the casual and the hardcore can sit there and play it for hours on end, but if the casual gamer only has 15 minutes to spare, there'll be a mission that's 15 minutes. They can sit down and play for 15, 20 minutes at a time.
What the fuck's wrong with these people? I gotta get this in my 15-minute break at work.
Well, I mean, that's what I consider casual gaming, because a lot of times I don't sit down, I can't play for hours on end. Sometimes I can only play for half an hour or an hour at most. And I think, I don't know, to me that's more casual gaming rather than a genre of, solitaire or
Uno. I see what you're saying. I consider a lot of the stuff I play on the Nintendo DS casual gaming.
Yeah.
Because it's I can turn it off for 5 minutes, save it, I can pop it off. I usually do it while I'm taking a dump. You know you do too.
I don't have a Nintendo DS.
I have. Can't say I do on a regular basis, but,
That's why I got crap on the outside of it. See the brown stains? It's not Cheetos now. It's poop.
But yeah, I mean, it's definitely something that they're going to take into account, but it's not... I don't think it's going to ruin the market or anything.
Hopefully it'll be less shitty games like Pirates and Shrek the Third.
Those games will always come
out. They'll continue to be bad, yeah. As long as the movie's based on a movie or something, it's going to be crummy.
Maybe they'll make them more casual, though. They'll make them hey, instead of putting out Shrek the Third, they'll be like, hey, here's Shrek the Card Game Uno.
They'll probably do that, too.
Because, see, that would be a lot better.
Here's a skin for Uno.
Here's Shrek Monopoly. That way they're
Monopoly
not
Monopoly is not a casual game.
It's hardcore gaming right there.
That's hours and hours on end.
Yeah, it is. I can't imagine playing the board game alone with playing a video game of the board game.
Here's something for our home listeners to take into account. Any game based on a movie will usually suck. Any movie based on a game will usually suck.
I liked Resident Evil, the first one. That one was actually good.
The movie?
Yeah. In the games are good.
I saw the preview for the new Resident Evil, and at first I was like, oh, that looks cool, and then I saw it was Resident Evil, and I was like, oh.
And then you're like, why is she wearing thigh highs out in the desert? What does this have to do with anything? And then you're like, oh, again, it's just stuff for the little teenage boys to look at.
You guys ever heard of, one game Maybe. That I thought was really good, that it was kind of based on a movie franchise, but not so much a movie, it was the
Wizard.
No, it's about that Riddick game.
Chronicles of Riddick, Escape from Butcher Bay. Yeah.
I thought that game was good.
That was the exception.
It's the same people who were making the Darkness. They did a really good job on the graphics and the story, and I thought that was a pretty good game.
Yeah.
Was that the first first-person shooter where you could see your feet?
I don't think so.
I don't recall.
But I know it came out before Halo 2. And I was like, wow, you can see your feet. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, I don't think so, but I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I remember there being fist fighting, but...
That was one of the big deals with about the game, though, is that people were like, this game doesn't suck.
Yeah.
And it's based on a movie, kind of.
And it didn't do that great, which it didn't get do as much as it should have. Like,
yeah, I don't think it did.
It was a really great game.
Critically, yeah, it was really good, but sales-wise, it didn't. People just thought it sucked.
What about games like Scarface? How's that?
I haven't played it. I haven't played it. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah. Godfather was fine, but I've never watched Godfather, so.
You're not missing much.
And E.T. on the Atari 26, I never saw
that
the
was
movie,
ridiculous.
But man, the game was awesome.
The game was ridiculously hard.
What's funny,
and random.
It made no sense.
I've never beat that game. I always got stuck in this one room.
I beat it once.
What was the whole point of falling in the pit and then just going?
I could never get out of that pit.
The pit was the worst.
I didn't see them.
Where you stretched your neck and for some reason that lifted you in the air? What is that?
Yeah, that was the beginning.
Did that happen in the movie?
I don't even remember.
How many pits did he fall in the movie?
That was the beginning of the trend of bad video games based off of movies.
Goddamn Spielberg.
When it was like, randomly walk around and see if you can find these three things to make a phone. I don't remember how many things you had to find, but you just had to wander around.
There was some guy in a trench coat, wasn't there, that would try to find them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, just that's right. The screen. Yeah, that was awesome. What about Pac-Man the movie? Was that any good?
Was there a movie?
Nah, I made that
up. Cartoon.
There was a cartoon.
Cartoon series, which I saw.
The Mario Brothers.
I never finished watching it. We were watching it in the movie theater, and my brother left his retainer at wherever we were, and we had to go try to find it. We didn't, and I never got to see how the movie ended.
I think Gears of War, when that comes out, that should be completely CG.
Yeah.
I just say bring back the voice actors and say...
Use the game engine.
Yeah. No, nobody's going to be happy with whoever they get, because nobody's going to look like Dom and Marcus. Did I just say the same guy?
No.
Okay. Okay. Then nobody's going to be happy with them. You're not going to get people who look like them. So it's like, just take CG. You got the models. Just freaking do it.
I think it'd be fine with just polishing up
the game engine.
Just polish it up a little bit. I mean, it's pretty good.
And I wouldn't even mind having the weapons thing come up whenever you switched weapons. Or
like on Doom.
Yeah, just like
dude, that was horrible. That was so bad.
I never watched it. I just saw the previews and I was like, they did not just do a first-person view.
I thought it would be interesting, but it was not interesting at all. It just made me sick.
That's just like in From Dusk Till Dawn 2, where the director apparently said, let's use every possible stupid camera shot we can use. There was a camera shot inside a vampire's mouth.
Is Robert Rodriguez?
No, he wasn't involved in it. He has like some credit because he was involved with the first one.
I never saw part 2.
There was also a part 3, but I never got around to seeing it.
So casual gaming, huh?
No. Luckily I missed all those.
But yeah, casual gaming, it's fine. There's a market out there for it. I don't think it'll ruin the market for those who aren't casual. Those hardcore gamers like me who do nothing but play video games all day.
And we're the ones who buy all the software, and I think that's where they're making their money at. It's not in hardware sales. So that was a bug on your forehead?
Was it really?
I thought you had something on your forehead, and I was about to tell you after the podcast. And the next thing you know, it just flies off your face.
Nice.
That's disturbing.
Yeah, it is, because I didn't even feel anything.
Now you just got AIDS.
Yeah, probably.
But, yeah. That's it, I guess.
Games are gaming devices we look forward to.
I'll go first. Looking forward to the SimCity on the DS, because that looks good. Nobody here likes the SimCity?
No.
I'm tired of the Sim stuff. The only thing I could see, maybe, is the Spore, but... I think that's only PC.
I think so.
Yeah, I think Spore would be interesting, but it's not coming out on... I'm not really a PC guy, so I don't...
And I'm looking forward to more Fracture. I just saw that video, and it looks pretty tight. He's throwing some freaky-ass grenade that's deforming the land.
Yeah, I don't know how far they could take that, man.
Yeah, I didn't really understand what the hell he was doing in that video.
He's deforming the land. What do they call it? Terraforming? Terra-deforming?
Why? Yeah, don't understand.
To use the land to his advantage.
Why doesn't he just shoot somebody?
Well, he's got to get that bridge up, so he uses the bomb. It launches a piece of rock into the air, which knocks the bridge up. He can get up there now.
Where'd that rock come from?
From the grenade.
From the grenade. The grenade makes it do that. Okay.
It's got molecules in it or something that's changing it up. And of course, the BioShock. They had more that all the different levels come out for it. That video.
Yeah.
Game looks insane.
That game looks.
Did
really
you watch
fun.
that video we watched of the hunting the daddy?
Yeah.
They got some more videos out there. There's if you ever seen the thing where the guy puts a drill through a guy's hand.
Yeah.
That creature is called a daddy because it follows these little girls around who apparently drink blood.
Is that blood? I thought she's drinking.
The little girls drink blood. Yeah, they
drink jam it. Like a needle in that guy who died. And
what the hell is that sponge thing he is squeezing in his hand?
I couldn't figure it out. It looked like a big eyeball to me, but
I think it was like a gland that made the thing mad, and that's why it started attacking the other thing.
That game just looks freaky as hell. And then it just looked like it was making his hand more deformed. I was just like,
his hand was just deformed already.
And he's squishing, it's like... I was just like, what is that? So he's like got a stress reliever or something?
Yes.
He's like, oh god, this underwater world is really working me
and
over.
And my crazy mutant abilities.
Seems like he shoots up a lot in that game.
It's the way to do it.
But the only problem I have with it is that damn revolver he's carrying. It's a first-person shooter, but dude, it looks like that thing just taking forever to shoot. It's like, I gotta wait. Next
based
shot.
In like,
I'll turn you down, Andy.
What's my digger? In like in the 50s or something, isn't it? Or is that when what that place was built in the 50s?
Yeah, I think it's based like on kind of
sure
like that.
Charlie's talking about here.
I know what Charlie's talking about.
I'll cut his mic off.
I don't know where. Forgot that Rapture
yeah.
Is a place.
Yeah, that's the name of the city.
Apparently, they left in the 50s, so everything is 50s.
Still, yeah, still
looking. There's a lot of games that do that kind of thing. Like Fallout has kind of a 1920s, 1950s feel to it.
Or
in the ruins.
There was this one video game I played on the PC. I forget what it was called, but it was like basically like what if World War II never ended? So.
Oh, dude, that's Resistance, man. Or never started. Resistance was World War II never came about, and the stupid aliens came down. And
I didn't
like Resistance.
This one was like a while ago, probably like 5 years ago. I was playing it on the PC.
I see.
It was a pretty good game too.
That you don't know the name of.
I forget. I want to say Wolfenstein, but I know that's completely wrong.
That is
completely wrong.
But what are you guys looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to the BioShock, Mass Effect. They keep putting out more and more stuff as it's getting closer to release. Looks good.
Yeah. Good teeth.
And I don't know.
The game looks complicated as shit, though.
Which one?
Oh, yes.
Mass Effect. Yeah,
that's not for casual gamers.
Yeah, absolutely not. I would say
I don't understand, like, the amount of stuff that's going on that thing. I'm just like, dude, this seems like it's going to be a bitch to control.
It's like Oblivion in space. With guns.
I think the guns was implied.
And some
lasers.
Kind of possible psychic ability.
Yeah, that also was throwing me off, too. The dude's got...
Yeah, there's 6 different classes you can pick from. And some of them have more psychic ability, some of them don't.
Is there an English class?
I don't
TV
know
production
what that means.
Class?
No.
Humanities class? No. Some shitty classes.
Phys Ed?
Phys Ed? No. No Phys Ed, Jim.
I refuse to listen to you.
Art class? What about you, Chuck?
I don't mind that. BioShock as well, Mass Effect, but more so, I think this month or the end of this month, Manhunt 2.
On the Wii?
On the Wii.
You're gonna get it for it?
I think so. I got the first one, I liked it, but I never beat it. I got a bunch of games that I still haven't beat, but
Or played,
exactly. I'm primarily looking forward to that.
Kind of interested to see how that turns out too.
How they're going to use the Wiimote.
So, is there anything on it? Like, if there is going to be like throat slashing movements, you got to do stabbies.
I haven't read anything. There probably is, but I don't know.
Jab it at your screen to do some stabs.
That'd be nice. Or the strangle
with the plastic bag.
Or you could get like cords and stuff and strangle people too.
Oh, that'd be fucking tight.
With the remote, I think it'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. Maybe it comes with a sensor that you put around somebody else, and then you do all the moves on them.
Or it comes with a dummy head or something.
Yeah. Like a Bratz doll. Strangle. Like one of those Barbie dolls that you manicure up and stuff. No, not so much. Andy's shaking his head now. So that's it. Anybody got any rants they want to rant about?
I did, but I can't remember what it was.
It's not on your piece of paper?
No.
Yeah, nothing here.
Nothing's been pissing me off too much lately.
Same here. I guess it's because I've been moving, so I've been pretty preoccupied. Alright.
What's the time here?
It's,
25 minutes?
Like an hour, around it.
50 minutes?
Yeah. Something like that. It's almost a full episode.
Almost. It's almost time for some music to kick in.
What about shout-outs?
We can give some shout-outs. I'm going to give a shout-out to Ashley.
You always do that.
Yeah.
Try switching it up.
Give a shout-out to Shane. He had a cool party at his house. I should have invited Charlie over.
Jerk.
I wouldn't have came.
Really? It was fun.
Probably not.
Oh, that's what I wanted to talk about. LAN parties.
Man parties?
LAN.
Oh.
No more LAN parties.
No, it's, because when we were at Shane's the other day, we had a bunch of 360s, and we were playing different games, and Shane had some other systems running, because he's got a bunch of old systems.
Oh, yeah, it's Saturn.
A Saturn?
Yeah.
The Saturns were nice, man.
It was fun.
Yeah, anything that you could think of, he's pretty much got it.
Bomberman?
Yeah, we were playing eight-person Bomberman.
I sucked, but, man, that game was pretty fun.
Yeah, that game was fun.
But, yeah, I just think, LAN party versus the internet. The internet's taken away a lot of the real reasons for LAN parties because now you can just do pretty much everything online. So
I have to say I love LAN parties more.
Yeah,
but
I think so.
The internet is so much more convenient. Like trying to assemble a LAN party is...
Yeah, see, that's the problem is LAN parties are a lot of fun. You get to be in the same room. You can yell at people face-to-face.
You don't have to worry about them. Yeah, you don't have to worry about the people that are in the 12-year-olds and stuff. It's just like...
Hardly, I haven't witnessed any lags, I mean...
Yeah.
It's nice.
But you have to really dedicate some time to it. Pack up your gear, go over to somebody's house, set it all up, play until their wife kicks you out.
Yeah, because Shane was going to try to do it monthly. But I was thinking I could host it maybe 1 month. You and Santana host it 1 month. That'd be fun. And then we just keep rotating it out.
If it's going to be something... We can do. I'm sure I'm doing it at my house.
Yeah. I mean, Shane's house was further away than yours.
He lives by the airport.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was a good time. It was like almost like all day. You were there way before I got there. You guys got there what 11?
Something like that.
You guys stayed till for 14 or something hours like that.
Craziness.
It was good times.
I was trying to wrap it up around midnight, but then people started doing other stuff.
This is gaming time? Just all 14 hours of gaming?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's some casual gaming right there.
No, I don't mind. That's fun, as long as everybody's in it.
I should have brought my console. It was mostly Gears of War, Halo 3 Beta, and Guitar Hero.
Guitar Hero, yeah.
I think next time we should bring our Command & Conquers.
I had mine with me.
I should have brought my fucking console. That was stupid of me.
Yeah, but then, the trade-offs to the internet is the internet. You want to jump on for, half an hour, you could just do that. Click on.
Yeah.
I mean, you're playing usually with people that you don't know or possibly don't like. Stupid screaming people, singing people.
And there's just something about being in the room with everybody else. It's fun. People just switching off, I feel like playing some Guitar Hero now, and you just walk over to the console that's playing. It was good times.
Yep.
Sending messages from one console to the next.
So that's my rant. The internet is destroying social gaming.
Yep. LAN or WAN parties. Whichever you prefer.
LAN.
Yeah, say LAN.
And couldn't we if you guys brought your wireless things, that'd make it nice too. No wires to hook up, just bam, it's right on the back.
Usually you get some lag on that though.
Yeah. Oh, do you?
A little bit.
Yeah. Damn.
Alright, I'll give a shout out to, there's a prostitute keeps walking around in front of your house. Shout out to her.
The one that looks like a boy?
No, it's a different one.
Okay.
It's an older one than that one that one night.
Katie. How you doing?
Cool.
Maestro. Nice.
Yeah, you know you like that.
Hey, do you see those rumors that on the Halo 3 beta you can get into the custom matchmaking?
Yeah. But yeah. You gotta do something.
You gotta get booted out, don't you?
You gotta have a party of 8 and a party of 1, and then, like, the one person invites the leader of the 8 people, they go in there, one guy gets booted out.
It's kind of
he ends up
ridiculous.
In some kind of weird custom map venue.
Bungie getting on people for that?
Not so far that I've seen.
I don't think they're doing a lot of banning on the game, because it's a beta, yeah. And they want to see all the exploits, so they're just letting people go crazy on it.
Apparently the pistol in Halo 3 has no scope.
Oh, cool.
Apparently it's as powerful as it was in...
One.
Kind of. You have to be a lot closer.
Yeah, I heard it's like a five-shot kill instead of the 3-shot kill, but that's cool.
Hey, Halo 1, if you shot one of the elites in the head twice from range, you got a death. One took down the shield. Or actually, every once in a while, if you shoot him in the back of the head, it'd be one shot, one kill.
Used to me.
Oh, apparently also in Halo 3, the sword has limited uses.
What is it?
Multiplayer, like it does in the game of Halo 2.
So it's like a hit limit?
But yeah, you apparently 5 or 10 kills and it'll be gone.
So I was hoping it'd be limited either by time or by hit. I thought that'd be a good thing.
Yeah. That's the rumors.
That's cool. Can you just walk over a new one and it's automatically replenished?
I doubt it.
Yeah. Because I hate it when people would just start going crazy with the sword. It was like, dude, that thing needs to be stopped. Or bring the Banshee in so that guy can't get near me.
Stupid Banshee.
I love the Banshee.
I like that they added in the missile launcher. Darn it, the green missile thing on the Banshee.
Oh, the plasma, or the plasma cannon or whatever it's called.
That you could use in Halo 2, but not in multiplayer.
Yeah, because apparently too many people got mad at it from Halo 1. Because you could really tear it up, but... Dude, that thing, is it just me or is that thing, like, horrible looking when you shoot it? You never see where it's going. Then all
it's
of a sudden
very slow.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden you just see this explosion on the ground.
Yeah.
Why don't we beat the song up?
This is just awkward.
Oh, shout out to JigsawHC. He's been reading our blog a lot. And he's got some good reviews on his site.
Let's check it out.
Yeah.
Send me a link, or is it? Can you get to it from?
Yeah, Josh has a link to it on our site.
Maybe you should read the blog more often.
I do. I saw his name, but I didn't see where I could
it's
get
right
to
here,
his site.
Under other links, right above your name.
Where now? Okay. Plain as day. I did not see that.
Well, Josh originally named it something else, like the Xbox 360 reviews or something.
That's what it was, and then all of a sudden somebody changed it, and I looked at it, and he's like, yeah, that's right, he's doing online Flash game reviews too, so.
I changed it.
Good thing we changed it. Would have been inaccurate.
How come a lot of these pictures don't come up anymore? For these annoying 10 million little buttons you have underneath the blogs.
Whoever's hosting them must,
they said you're a hot-linking asshat.
Yeah. They said we can hot-link off of them, so I did. And apparently it was too much. With the 6.9 billion people looking at it.